passing inside the doorway.
Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. What an interesting day in the financial markets. Early this morning, obviously, the announcement of the assassination of Benazir Bhutto really did cause a slight downturn in the market, but the market wasn't really concerned about what happened in Pakistan. It was worried about durable goods orders and oil inventories. That's what is dictating the early trade. And then as the day progressed, it just got bad, from bad to worse, with another expose that Citigroup may write down a further $18.7 billion. That pretty much took the wind out of the sails, and the Dow ended down, at one point was down over 200 points, but closed down 192 points at 13,359, NASDAQ or 47. This is when Apple broke through $200 a share. And NASDAQ ended at 2,676. S&P 500 hammered down 21 points at 1,476. Gold, well, it closed on the upside, not by much. Gold had a high today of $831.90, a low of $823.90, closed up $2.60 at $828.50. Silver off 2 cents at $14.71, platinum off $4 at $1,539, palladium up $2 at $365. Currently in Asian trading, not a big sell-off as many were expecting. Asian markets could be in for a roller coaster ride because of the uncertainty, thanks to Pakistan. Gold down $2.70 at $825.90. Silver off 2 cents at $14.69. No action in platinum or palladium. Crude oil initially was trading a little south of $97 a barrel. Closed up 87 cents on the day to end the day at $96.84. And can you say $4 gasoline is in our future for 2008? U.S. dollar off 51 basis points at 76.69, and well, it's going to be an interesting end to 2007, which we will witness tomorrow. Where's it going to go? I have absolutely no idea. But more when we return.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
To the flip side on this Thursday. I don't have a clue what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, any given day, I don't have pretty much a clue of what's going to happen because, as we witnessed today, things can change in 24 hours. And it is interesting to see some of the comments that are made by these wannabe presidents. None of them have a clue about how to deal with the situation in Pakistan outside of Ron Paul. And Ron Paul's a simple philosophy to the ills of the world is that American foreign policy should stay out of trying to form countries into satellites of the United States because it always causes problems. And it does, but nobody wants to deal with that issue. They all try to dance around the head of the pin, and they can't understand or figure out what American foreign policy is. And it's something I've said many times before. The large majority of the folks out there don't understand there are two United States of America. There's the United States of America that we see here within the continental United States. And there's another America that is outside the shores of the United States, which has absolutely nothing to do with the internal goings on here in the U.S. U.S. foreign policy outside the United States has been a series of disasters that have led us to the current situation we find ourselves in the world. And if anyone can point to me a foreign policy success of the United States, I invite you to give me a call and tell me about it. because there's never been one. All you got to do is just take a look at various countries around the world where the United States has exerted its influence in order to get what it feels is American-friendly dictators and despots in control. We saw it in Rhodesia. They didn't want the government that Ian Smith wanted to put together with Muzorewa, who was a moderate, who would more than likely have been a lot more successful than Robert Mugabe. But American foreign policy was they wanted Robert Mugabe in as president of Zimbabwe because of the pressure of pandering to the black vote in America. So they put Robert Mugabe in power. And 20 years later, we see what happens. The country is in complete, utter chaos and turmoil. The same thing in South Africa. They didn't want to work with the South African government in order to come to an amicable understanding between a minority white population and a majority black population. And rather than going with the more moderate Gata Buthelezi, head of the Zulus, the indigenous peoples of South Africa, they elected to go with a communist thug called Nelson Mandela. And now we have a situation in South Africa that it too will soon start looking like Zimbabwe. And it doesn't matter which country you pick, you will see exactly the same thing. Why is there so much tension in the Middle East between Israel and all its Arab buddies? Is because of the fact that the Arabs in the Middle East look at Israel as just simply being a puppet of the United States government. It's the same thing in Pakistan. Musharraf is a dictator. He is a military dictator. He has probably 8% of the public support, and the rest of the people in that country see him as merely a puppet of the United States, and it's a reason for the political unrest that is going on right now, and obviously the reason for the assassination of Benita Bhutto. And so it is unbelievable that whenever Ron Paul comes out and makes this basic statement that people recoil in horror, as you will hear the commentators endlessly saying that Ron Paul is blaming America for the world's ills. And it shows a lack of understanding of not only history, but obviously understanding of different peoples in the world and different cultures. Not all Pakistanis are monoliths. They are not all the same. It is just like in Africa. Not all blacks in Africa are the same. There's a whole subset of tribes and ethnicities and belief systems. It is obviously the failings that we find ourselves with. We are not going to solve the world's problems. George Washington admonished Americans in his farewell address that the vision of America that was given by the founding fathers was not to seek foreign monsters to destroy, but rather to deal with this experiment in freedom in the United States of America. Be friends with everybody, trade with everybody, but that's where it ends. And it's because of this lack of understanding, and you can thank the public education system for this, because history is not taught in American schools any longer. And unfortunately, you can see that represented by many of the talking heads on Bubble Vision. They were obvious products of public education and never had the intellectual curiosity to go out and seek the truth for themselves. Rather, they just like lapdogs, and they take what is spoon-fed to them. We are going to face many more crises, and they're going to be a lot worse. Now, apparently, the Iowa election coming up next week is all going to be about terrorism. It's not going to be about something that affects you and me, finance, and the state of the economy. Now we're once again in the bunker mentality, fearful that somehow some nukes are going to get in the hands of the wrong people. Well, first of all, Pakistan, yes, it does have nukes. But so does Russia. Pakistan doesn't have delivery systems to launch nukes into the United States. Russia does. It just tested a new ballistic missile with multiple warheads. It's not pointing them towards China. It's not pointing them towards Europe. It's pointing them towards the continental, the United States, on a daily basis. Bear bombers are testing America's air defenses. Who is a bigger threat to the security of the United States? Pakistan or Russia? There's a whole thing going on in Russia that people don't seem to quite understand either. It is pretty much the same thing that is going on in Russia today, what went on in Germany many years ago after the First World War. After the Germans were defeated and the people were ridiculed, their self-esteem was at an all-time low, their economy was in the toilet, and along came this guy called Adolf Hitler. Not only did he give Germans, obviously, a certain amount of pride in their heritage, he put them to work, he put bread on the table. And from defeat, Germany rose up. It is no different to what happened to the Soviet Union during the 90s. When their self-esteem fell off the radar screen, where they obviously were no longer regarded as a superpower, where they didn't have the financial wherewithal to compete with the United States in the military-industrial complex buildup. And so what happened is they went from a world superpower to some sort of fledgling attempt at democracy. What Putin has done in the last few years has not only built up the self-esteem of the Russians, but thanks to the natural resources and the rising gold and oil prices, you now have a Russian people that are pretty much, I would say, without looking at official figures or guesstimates, I would say that 90% of Russians now support and approve of what Putin is doing, because he's reinstilled the confidence in the people. Who is a greater threat at this point in time, if we are going to elevate levels of threat and what we got to be worried about? I submit to you we should be concerned about, obviously, Russia, not Pakistan. Pakistan's a basket case. It's always been a basket case. Pakistanis don't want to kill Americans. Pakistanis want to kill Indians. Indians want to kill Pakistanis. And you got a minefield over there. On the one side of Pakistan, you got Iran, Afghanistan, and on the other side, you got India. It's a small sliver of the country. And has been basically unstable since its entire existence because of obviously religious differences. And we don't even understand what those religious differences are. We don't even know who is who in Pakistan. It's quite amazing. Anyway, when we return, we'll deal with stuff that's going to concern you. It's going to affect you, not what happens in Pakistan.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist
Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Side on this Thursday, Robbie Noel with you, and you know, you just got to think about this. If I was a married man, and come the end of the month, I'm sitting at the table looking at what's come in and what's got to go out, and I will look up to my wife and say, you know, honey, I'm really disturbed about the events that are going on in Pakistan. Is that going to solve your ability to deal with the financial crisis we are faced with? Of course not. It is all political rhetoric at this point in time, because what's going to affect you is obviously, more importantly, what's going to happen to the U.S. dollar. What is going to happen to this ongoing crisis we face with this mortgage meltdown, soon to be followed by the credit card meltdown? We got so many financial crises. They like planes backed up at JFK in a snowstorm. We are just waiting for the next one to take off, and the next one to take off will be the credit card crisis, but we won't see too much of that until obviously all the credit card bills come due in January. Because apparently people spend a lot of money on their credit cards in December. Well, that's the only reason you can assume that that consumer confidence ticked up in December. How is that possible? I don't know, but apparently it was one of the things that gave a little cheer to Wall Street today. They weren't looking for bad news. Really, they weren't looking for bad news. But they got a lot of it today. And so how can you protect yourself? Well, there's only one asset that's going to protect you. And yes, we're going to talk about gold. And we've got to talk about gold. And the reason we've got to talk about gold is because of the fact I get a lot of phone calls from people out there who actually even listen to the show, but still do not understand the basics of what gold is all about. Gold is a very simple thing to understand. It is not complicated in any way, shape, or form. And you really are not buying anything when you buy gold. You are just simply converting from one currency to another. You are going from a debt-laden currency that is buried in long-term obligations and promises that can never be kept, as opposed to an asset that doesn't pay interest, doesn't pay dividends, because it is debt-free. And so where's gold going in 2008? Well, conservatively speaking, we are going to see gold over $1,000 an ounce in 2008. And it's not what I say. It's what a lot of people that are smarter than me say. And there's a number of reasons why gold is going to go over $1,000 in 2008. Besides, obviously, the political instability of the world, which we'll see no resolution to any of the instability, that is a given. It's because they're searching for all the wrong answers in all the wrong places. And so it will never be resolved. But what we are dealing with here is we are dealing with a very basic thing to understand. The chief executive of the world's third largest gold producer, AngloGold Ashanti, is very confident about the ongoing strength of the gold price. And these are his reasons. You can take gold anywhere in the world and there will be a buyer, which can't be said for many other commodities. That is a true statement. I get calls from people all the time. Well, do you buy back? Well, yeah, so does every other dealer on the face of the earth buy gold back. Gold is the most liquid asset on the face of the earth. Gold is the only asset that you can wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and decide that you want to have Federal Reserve notes in your hand by 9 o'clock and you can achieve that objective. Mr. Cutifana goes on to predict, he is the he's the chief executive at AngloGold. He goes on to predict that gold is going to remain above $800 in 2008 on the back of heightened demand, not taking into account factors such as high oil price and instabilities in currencies. Whatever the macroeconomic environment will exert greater pressure on gold will be seen, he added. And then he talks about how much it costs to produce an ounce of gold today. You'll most probably be shocked by it. We'll have that a lot more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was
welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday, one day before we say goodbye to 2007. We got John in Florida. Hey, John.
Hey, Robbie. I called you last week, and I spoke about how I bought coins like 7 years ago from the Midas people. But you made a good point. That's why I called. I was in a jam right before Christmas, and it wasn't about Christmas. It was about responsibilities that I owed, you know, bills. And I actually sold a gold coin, and I doubled the Federal Reserve notes that I paid for that coin 7 years later. Even though the money isn't worth the same, the Federal Reserve notes aren't worth the same now, but it actually helped me, and I almost had to sell another coin, but I didn't. But you're right. That is the only wealth.
Well, a lot of people just don't understand the liquidity of gold. For whatever strange reason, I don't know, maybe they've been listening to terrestrial radio or something where somebody is telling them that it's virtually impossible to sell your gold. Or maybe it's a stockbroker who obviously wants people to believe that you should trust in Merrill Lynch. But gold is the most liquid asset. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet. People will exchange whatever currency of that country is, whatever gold you have. Gold is money. It's It has held that principle for thousands of years. It's outlasted every single currency that's ever come across. And so there's I don't know what it is. They think they buy. I don't know what they're thinking. To be perfectly honest with you, I get very frustrated with some of the people that call in, and as I said, sometimes I get a little snippy, but that's me. And it's a frustration that, unfortunately, so long as people stick to these strange notions that they have about gold, they're going to sit around and they're going to watch the price of gold go to $890. They're going to watch it go to $990. They're going to watch it go to $1,090. And they most probably will still be undecided when gold's trading at $1,500 before they decide to finally bite the bullet and get into gold. And unfortunately, I see this on a consistent basis.
Well, if RBN's or Republic Trading's rule of thumb is 10%, that's a lot better than 30% that I
Unfortunately, that's Mr. Stadtmuller wishing that we charge 10%. And we don't charge 10%. I wish we did charge 10%. You can do the math for yourself. Right now, you've got... I'll tell you, and I'll keep it simple. I'll stick with 1 ounce American Gold Eagles. You got gold trading today at $828. You're going to pay $42 over spot for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. That is the standard in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to pay $869 for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. If you're going to be selling an American Gold Eagle today, depending, if you have a 2007 American Gold Eagle, you could be in for a wonderful surprise next week when we get the final mintage figures for 2007 Gold Eagles, because if it is a small mintage year, you could get a $10 or a $20 premium back when you sell it. So if that is the case and it's a small mintage year, if gold is trading at $830, and there's a $20 premium because of the mintage size, you're going to get $850 no matter where you go for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle.
Well, I do plan on buying. 2008 is going to be a good year because 2007 was not a good year, but I'm looking forward to 2008, and I do plan on buying actually gold. That's going to be an investment that I plan on doing. Not real estate, but gold.
Well, you know, real estate's going to have I live in the vortex of the whole real estate bubble. I mean, I have seen some amazing signs in my time driving around the affluent areas of Scottsdale. There's a new thing out now. Used to have either for rent signs or for lease signs or for sale signs. Now on houses, you have all three. You can either buy the house, you can rent the house, or you can lease the house. there's a glut of houses on the market. They overbuilt this area on spec homes to a degree that's almost unfathomable. And now they are sitting with obviously a glut of houses on the market with and unless they discover some sort of new industry in the Valley of the Sun that is going to cause people to come flocking here from all parts of the planet to fill those jobs and to buy up those houses, the real estate crisis here in Arizona is going to continue for the foreseeable future. And why anybody in their right mind would actually be thinking of buying a house at these levels, knowing full well that in 6 months from now, the house is most probably going to lose another $20,000 or $30,000 in value.
You know, what's nice about gold, you can put it in your front pocket, and nobody knows it's there.
Sure. You can run with gold. You can't run with silver, though.
Thank you, Robbie.
All right, my friend. I mean, it is the most basic of basic things. Let me explain to you why we recommend European gold once again. is because of that spread that I was telling you about with American Gold Eagles. The spread in American Gold Eagle, $42. Now, obviously, as you go down in size, that premium increases. Not because we charge more, it's because what the mint charges. Because the smaller the coin, obviously, the more labor involved, the more labor-intensive the coins are. So when you're buying 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce American Gold Eagles, you're paying current market prices and current labor costs for the production of that coin. European gold coins no longer have production costs and labor costs in them. Even if they did, it would be labor costs of pre-1933, not labor costs of today, which were substantially higher. The premium you pay on a British sovereign is substantially less than the premium you're paying on American Gold Eagle. The reason we recommend European gold coins is because of the fact it's the smallest premium you're going to pay over the intrinsic value of the metal. This is why I always go back to the intrinsic value of the metal. What happens if you take a coin and you melt it down and you take out all the impurities? How much pure gold are you left with? In the case of a British sovereign, if you melt it down, you take out the impurities, and they put impurities into the coin in order to give coin strength. You've got to understand British sovereigns and Swiss francs and Helvetias and Italian lira and French angels, and all these coins were coins of the realm. They were coins that were legal tender. In other words, they were used in everyday commerce. And in order to give gold strength, because gold is a very soft metal, they add an alloy. Various mints add different alloys. Not, you can look at a whole series of gold coins and they all have a different hue, color of gold. It's because what alloys they put into it. Some use copper, some use zinc, some use tin, some use a amalgamation of all those metals. But if you melt the coin down and you extract the pure gold content, that is the value of the coin, besides the premium you're going to get because it is a coin. And it's very easy to evaluate the price of gold. You just take the price of gold, you multiply it by whatever the content of the gold coin is, and you have the basic melt value of the coin. It is not rocket science. It is very simple to understand. In other words, and I've even made it even more simpler on the website, where we have a value calculator. I mean, you don't even have to keep the numbers in your head. All you got to know is whatever the price of gold is, and you just punch it in, and it tells you what the melt value of the coin is. And every single coin is on that list that you're going to buy, whether it's bullion coins like the American Gold Eagle or the Panda or Canadian maple leaf. Doesn't matter what it is, it's there, and you can see what it is, and you can see the premium that you can. You can work it out. You see which premium is the smallest premium you're going to pay over the gold content. It's a very simple process. People just, whatever strange reason, make it out to be a lot more complicated than it is, and then you get people that call up and ask about gold stocks. There's such a big difference between physical gold and gold stocks, it's a joke. And it's the reason why I don't give advice on gold stocks. I leave that to Bob Chapman. And he's been very good at what he does. My take on gold stocks is simply this. It is like any other stock out there. In other words, you got to do your homework. You got to find out where the mine is. What countries does it have properties in? How profitable are these properties? And more importantly, what's the cost of production? Just because gold is trading at over $800 an ounce doesn't mean that a mining company makes a huge profit. AngloGold CEO announced their cost of production at AngloGold, one of the largest mining operations on the planet. Their cost on 1 ounce of gold to get it out of the ground and turn it into a dory bar is $700. So they are looking at a net profit of maybe $100 an ounce. So you've got to take that into consideration. Now, granted, there are some mines that can operate for less than $700 an ounce, and those usually are what they refer to as placer mines. In other words, gold mining operations that don't go down 2-3 miles underground, pretty much surface mining. But the problem with all these mining operations is as environmental rules and regulations are ramped up, the availability of new mines coming online is fast becoming a major problem. It's just like oil. I mean, why is oil going to go over $100 a barrel? Well, oil's going to go under $100 a barrel because, quite simply, the demand keeps on increasing and the supply remains constant, if not declining, and there are no new mines, no new oil fields coming online for the foreseeable future. It's the same thing with mining companies. There's no new mines coming on in the foreseeable future. And so as the demand for gold keeps on increasing, and as mines obviously cannot keep up with that with that demand, guess what happens? Yes, you get increasing prices. So this is not to say that investing in gold mines is not a good thing, but you've got to do your homework. And for me, that's far too much work. I prefer to keep it simple. I don't subscribe to, unfortunately, what a lot of my fellow gold dealers out there subscribe to, that we've got to buy certain coins because of fear of gold confiscation at some point in time. I mean, if you're fearful of gold confiscation, it's like gun confiscation. Let me tell you something. They will come and confiscate your guns long before they come and confiscate your gold. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they did a national survey and they would found that a large majority of Americans would agree that in order to stop, obviously, the ongoing gang violence around the country and the rash of murders and school shootings, that there should be a gun confiscation. You'd most probably find that a lot of people would agree with gun confiscation. It's another stupid thing. You know, how do we stop the bad guys? Well, we take the guns away. Well, then who ends up with the guns? Well, the bad guys. Why? Because they don't obey the laws in the first place. But that's neither here nor there. They're not going to come and confiscate your gold anytime soon. First of all, there's, as we've said many times before, there's not enough gold for them to justify gold confiscation. And besides, who would comply with it? I mean, there's a whole compliance thing that you've got to deal with. And then what price is the government going to give you for your gold? Some conspiracy-minded people out there, well, they price their gold at $42, and that's what they're going to give you. And so long as people stay fixated on this, they are frozen in time. They don't have the ability to act because they let all this stuff consume their thinking. I have nothing against numismatic coins. I don't believe you should buy numismatic coins that sell for over $100 over their intrinsic value. In other words, if you want to buy $20 St. Gaudens or $20 Liberties, I don't think you should be paying more than $1,000 for one of those coins. It's not that I have anything against numismatics, but I am more concerned with, obviously, the intrinsic value of gold, because ultimately that's what we're going to be dealing with. I don't know whether premiums will sustain themselves when we get to $2,000 or $3,000 gold. It is distinctly possible that the premiums on numismatic gold could disappear when gold is at $2,000 an ounce. We don't know this. This is uncharted territory. I could be absolutely dead wrong on this. I don't know. I don't know whether an MS61 or 62 or an MS64 coin is going to have a premium attached to it at gold at $2,000 an ounce. Does that mean that an MS-64 will be $4,000 an ounce when gold's at $2,000? I have no idea. It may be. It's distinctly possible it could happen. But right now, we are in what I would say is most probably the last best opportunity of accumulating basic gold at these levels. And get ready for a ride that 2008 is going to be, it's going to be a ride, that's for sure. Anyway, take a little break and be right back and wrap it all up.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
by the back, final segment for this Thursday. Let me just tell you this. I don't know any more than anybody else in the gold business what's going to happen when, look, gold's $20 away from breaking its obviously mystical $850 an ounce price. We are going to go into uncharted territory, probably within a week or two. Where is it going to go after that? I mean, it's pretty obvious if you listen to the experts where the price of gold is going in light of, obviously, the financial problems that are besetting us with the real estate and the credit card crisis and all the other financial crises we're going to deal with, baby boomers retiring, Social Security, Medicaid. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know exactly. Let me give you another example. Right now, we got platinum at $1,539, highest price that platinum has ever been in its history. I had a client call me up the other day. He's got a couple of platinum pieces. He wanted to sell. I called around every major wholesaler in the country. Not one of them would offer me more than $1,200 for a 1 ounce platinum coin. Where the spot price, if you were to buy a platinum coin today, is going to cost you $1,579. That's the cost of a 1 ounce American platinum eagle. But you ain't going to get that if you're going to sell it. The best, as I said, the best price, and they pretty much were uniform, was $1,200. So we are in uncharted territory, or soon to be in uncharted territory. Nobody can predict what's going to happen. Nobody can predict whether or not numismatic coins are going to be the leader of the pack, or just regular bullion is going to be the leader of the pack. And so, in my opinion, what I try to recommend to people is to get as much gold for their dollar as they can. And that is obviously coins that have the smallest premium over the intrinsic value of the metal. Nothing more complicated than that. And most people always think of the purchasing side, which is, well, I can understand people want to get the best price when they buy something. But in large part, people never think of what happens when they go to sell. And in my opinion, that is most probably the most important decision you have to make. But it's very hard for people to see that far. Anyway, join me tomorrow. We'll wrap up 2007 with highs and lows, everything in between. Till then, see you bye.